The idea that indeed women had to be put down because in the sexuality of men, the power of passion that women had over men were perceived by those who created doctrines of belief as a formidable foe. That if a man was thinking only of the bed of his lovely woman, if he thought during the day sweetly and beautifully of her touch, her smell, her presence, the afterglow, then that man was lost to their doctrine of God. And the demonization of women started a long time ago because of that. And so that if men came together, they would not be tempted by the evils and vials of women. And that once they come together, they could indeed buy and sell these women, abuse them unmercifully, toss them aside because they were deemed soulless. How do you look at your daughter? How do you look at your mama and think she is without a soul? That would break your heart. And no one has allowed themselves to go there to follow that thread and find that at the end. So who makes war? Men. And each to their level of specialness, to their politics and their doctrines, they are who make war. So women will never find God on their side ever. Jehovah despised women because he despised his sister. So dark as that is knowledge. And it goes a long way to answer some other important questions. That those who are intelligent enough to understand breeding knew that if a doctrine of ritual, obeyance, and prayer and prostration every day was given, and that the household was run with an iron hand, run every day, that in copulation, that the copulation, the chromosomes of both parents would carry the genetic emotional hormones that would plot to define the flesh of generations. So in men are in their skin and in their brain, their primitive order is a non-respect for women, an abusive element that they did in many lifetimes. You wear it in your genes. And they knew, those of the they who had organized religions, that indeed, that they would bear submissive women and bold, organized men. And that the spirits coming in had to work with that program. And so, how many thousands of years? How many groups have split off and despised the women? For every abusive thing, the greatest victims in this country to violence are women. Absolutely are. And the day that you start respecting them in your life, you become an order and a light to other people who start to live and find a reason to have respect for them. And then your daughters will not be asking for it. And you will not be a tempted heart of an honest man. Turn to your partner and tell them, you may begin. So now, I am going to send you a runner. A runner from me is a deliberate experience in space-time, as your channel would call it, creating a mind that is headed in your direction and has your name on it. And that experience you will walk into, and it will be about what you have just heard here, and it will be an opportunity for you to see and to wake up through experience and to make a change in your life. Not a philosophical change, but a meaningful change in your life. So be that. You're all going to get them. Now, it would seem, as it were, that I am speaking that men are evil in their souls. They are not. They are deceived in their souls. No one is evil. Beings cannot be evil in their soul, for how can they be? They are a divine presence. Wrong, yes. Limited, absolutely. And what do we say about an entity who is supposed to be the engines of evolution? What do we say about a collapse in consciousness that collapses in on you on being a singular identity of gender? If you are here to make known the unknown, and of course that is my truth, because what else is the agenda of a God? Make known the unknown. Only God is big enough to tackle that number. How many of you understand that?
Yes.
If you are here to do that, then, how does the engine of evolution continue if your consciousness has collapsed into a belief system that has segregated you from your women, and women segregated you from your men, and that both are so tied up in appearance and weight and food and habit and sexuality and what to wear on this body that you forgot to be meaningful, forgot to see the sunrise and let it haunt you and beg you and invite you to have a lofty thought this day, one transcendent of personal beauty, one transcendent of personal power, one transcendent of sexuality, one transcendent of garments, one transcendent of everything, a truly lofty thought indeed. Because it's morning, and your contemplation on the sunrise and on the morning and that most beauteous thought has now turned evolution on, and your consciousness is not collapsed inside of your head and inside of your body. It is now given a thought to the world and indeed to the morning